This is the Recency Bias. Yes, the morning after mini pod. I'm Zach Vanoss, along with you here, managing at rabbithabs.com. And your host on your morning after mini podcast, of course, part of the Rabbit Habs Podcast Network, along with the Montreal Bias and the Nosebleeds Podcast. Good to have you with us on this Friday morning. If you're listening on Friday morning, recapping Ottawa, Montreal from our nation's capital on Thursday night. And don't really know why I need to do this episode, to be totally honest with you. Reality is I could just play back the other one because it's the same score. Different city, same teams, same score as Tuesday night. The Canadiens 5-2 winners at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa. A feisty affair between two rivals, which I guess probably should not be surprising because they just faced each other Tuesday. And those things tend to, they add a little anger, add a little aggression, a little fuel to the fire when you're playing a team twice in a row. Becomes more like a playoff series. And so Max Domi and Zach Smith in particular getting into it, continuing over some little bit of a confrontation from the last game, I suppose, where apparently our boy Max Domi was taunting Zach Smith with the word waiver for having been put on the waiver wire prior to the season. So that doesn't seem polite. That's a bit rude for Max Domi. But when you're dishing it at an Ottawa Senator, I think it's probably just and deserved. And besides, Zach Smith, he spells his name with a K. Z-A-C-K. I mean, no offense to any Zachs out there who might be spelling it with a K, but you're doing it wrong, and you look like a jerk. Z-A-C-H. Z-A-C-H-D-R-O-P-S-T-W-E-E-T-S. Zach drops tweets. That's where you find me, on Twitter. At the Montreal Bias for the podcast, and, you know, at Rabbit Habs. Let's get that Twitter thing in right there. I found a segue for it. But yeah, Domi and Smith getting into this one all game long. Zach Smith giving a few shots to Max Domi's more sensitive regions, let's go with. But yeah, a lot of back and forth between these two. And so Max Domi actually without a point in this game, a rare occurrence. He's got 30 points through 29 games played so far this season. But this one he didn't. That's okay. The rest of the gang was going to pick him up. On Thursday night, here's how that all broke down. A game in which Paul Byron, just his third game back from injury, had a couple goals. But it would be Stone, the Senators' leading goal scorer, who gets things going first. 7:58 in the first period. Stone assisted by White, his 14th of the year. And the Senators are up 1-0 at home. It didn't last long, though. 20 seconds later, the Canadiens' fourth line, which has been much better as of late, Nicolas Deslauriers getting in the lineup for this one, they had put a little sustained pressure into the Ottawa zone. And it wasn't exactly a howitzer from Jeff Petrie. Kind of floated in and got the right bounces. But lo and behold, the puck found the way to the net. Canadiens even. It's Craig Anderson beat by one that I don't know that it's not necessarily one he'd want back because it was a tough one in the fact that it was a floater, but it was a soft one. Second period, Paul Byron, Deneau and Lehkonen helping him out. He was not on the line with Domi and Drouin as he was on Tuesday night, for parts of Tuesday night, I should say. And I was very excited about that combo, but hey, it seemed to be working in Deneau, Lehkonen, and Byron's favor tonight as Paul Byron gets his fifth of the season. Nice bit of back-checking, or rather forechecking, I should say, by Byron to set up the play that inevitably came off for his fifth of the year. 4 minutes after that, Andrew Shaw gets one of his own. Drouin and Kotkaniemi setting him up on that, his eighth of the season. Stone and White would connect again, this time with White scoring. The Canadiens let the Sens creep back in before the end of the second period. 3-2 lead. So are we set up for some drama in the third between the Habs and Sens? Not really. Brendan Gallagher, 3 minutes into the third period. Thomas Tatar and Jeff Petrie helping him out. 2-point night for Jeffrey Petrie. He's keeping it going even with Shea Weber back. Gallagher gets his 13th of the year. That evens him at the top of the Habs goal-scoring race with Domi at 13. And then into the empty net, Paul Byron would put one. Shea Weber actually grabbing a point on that. So he's got another point in this game in his fourth since returning. That's a 5-2 win for your Montreal Canadiens. 4 points from a home-and-home with the Ottawa Senators. You take it. I know the Sens suck, but it's still fun to beat up on him, like we said on Tuesday. Solid night for Carey Price once again. He faced 21 shots, just allowed a pair of goals. And yeah, I'd say he's really solid. Nothing overly spectacular from Carey, but he's been good. And as our very own deputy editor over at Rabbit Habs, Ian Boisvert, points out in his excellent summary of the game, head on over to rabbithabs.com to check that out. He brings up a really good point on the defense and Carey Price as of late. Going back to the game in which the New Jersey Devils really kicked them in the teeth, they haven't allowed too much scoring. They've allowed 2 goals, 3 goals, 2 goals, 2 goals, 3 goals, 3 goals. That's everything. And kept it under 4 ever since the blowout loss to New Jersey. Carey Price looking, if not like a world beater, he's been solid as of late. Been good enough. Good enough to get the Canadiens back into a pair of wins in a row. More bad news in this one for the Ottawa Senators, too. Matt Duchene going out with an injury. Guy Boucher saying after the game could likely be a long-term one. So the only news in Senators land these days seems to be bad news. Really is the whole deal for those guys. You almost feel bad for them. But as long as they still have their hockey team, you don't quite. You don't quite. Other scores from around the rest of the league on a rather busy Thursday night. Detroit and Toronto going toe-to-toe. Took an overtime 5-4 the win for Detroit. That's the first Toronto OT or shootout loss of the season, I believe. Colorado beats Florida 5-2. Columbus edges Philly and the Gritties 4-3 in overtime. Pittsburgh all over the New York Islanders 6-2. Tampa Bay edges Boston 3-2. Calgary beats Minnesota 2-0. Washington doubling up on Arizona by a 4-2 score. Vancouver beats Nashville 5-3. Vegas edges Chicago 4-3. And New Jersey, nope, nobody got 7 on the night. New Jersey climbed close with a 6-3 win over LA. A couple teams putting up a 6th spot on Thursday. Hope you enjoy your weekend. We'll chat with you again on Monday morning as the Habs do not play on Saturday night. Nope, they will be playing instead at 6 o'clock on Sunday. The Chicago Blackhawks will be the competitors in that one. After a week of all Ottawa Senators, the Canadiens will take on another bad team. The Chicago Blackhawks are not a very good team these days. So that's what's ahead. That's on the road. Minnesota next Tuesday for the Canadiens, an 8 o'clock start in that one. Carolina Hurricanes will then come to the Bell Center on Thursday. And then, hey, have you been enjoying beating up on the Senators? Well, next Saturday, the Canadiens get a chance to do that once again at the Bell Center. This has been your Morning After Minipod. Thanks, as always, for subscribing, downloading, and listening. And enjoy your weekend. We'll see you on the other side. Until then, take care.